producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle is our guest. Steve, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment. In the third segment of this hour, we'll start calls for questions or comments for Steve Quayle or questions or comments on the breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we're going to cover in the next segment. But, Steve, roll out the Luciferian mindset, and now that we see them rolling out the driverless cars, the control grid, saying humanity's the enemy, kill children up to age 5, abort them, kill the vets. They are accelerating their plan now. It was all set up, and it just keeps accelerating at a frightening rate. What do you see happening?
Well, first of all, we're watching it with the Ebola, and we're also watching it with ISIS. In other words, Alex, you've got to give the eye gate your eyes and the ear gate your ears. You've got to give them sounds and images that basically can control people by fear. And so with the Ebola used to be one of the most, I would say this, and the true Ebola is one of the most deadly viral pathogens in the world. Even though this is not that, even the name, what I'm saying is, when I say a psychological operation, I don't mean people aren't dying, and I don't mean that this isn't a true bioweapon. What I'm saying is it's not what they claim it to be. So what they're doing, and the globalists have always maintained that they'll use nuclear weapons, they'll use, and that's what we're seeing, by the way, going into effect right now, but the idea of a threat with enough blood and gore to get everyone's attention, and then, just conveniently, they'll come up with their answers. I see the vaccine, and you and I did this on your show when SARS was on. Remember I came up with the statement, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead? You cannot expect the people that openly show contempt for the human race, saying that they have to lower the amount of people on the planet, the ones that are going into their underground bunkers, 260 in this country alone, supposedly, then the idea that these guys, and let's just call them these ghouls, G-H-O-U-L-S, are as dedicated to their cause of killing all of us, except them, of course, to bring about this techno-utopia. All these promises are like Lucifer himself. It's a masquerade. They're promising a future of eternal life apart from God. They're promising a future where you'll never grow old. When your body wears out, they get you a new body. Oh, and by the way, you don't need to worry about it because we're going to give you superhero facilities and faculties, and we're going to make you into Ubermen, Nietzsche's Superman. And by the way, you know, DARPA and every single hidden black budget, money that they're given or money that they generate through their illegal operations, the point being is that it's all going to this. It's all going to the plan of how do you eradicate the world's population and bring about this utopia. That's what Lucifer is promising them through Gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, which is a Greek word for knowledge. So these people basically are painting this utopian picture, but it ends at the cliff. And once you tear through the beautiful television set or movie set, you're over the cliff and you're into eternity, lost forever. So
that's right. And Peter Thiel, came out, the billionaire Bilderberg member, and said, I want to live forever. I put all the money into that. That's what all of them are into. Peter Thiel, the billionaire tech entrepreneur on a mission to cheat death, that Ray Kurzweil, all of them, this is the cult.
Well, it is the cult. And again, the thing is that all of the money, the most advanced biolife extension is going on. One of the guys who's a molecular geneticist sent me an email.
Stay there. Let's get into their end game plan. Segment coming up with Steve Quayle. Stay there. SteveQuayle.com, folks. And, he's right. We carry a whole bunch of different brands of the systems that lock the cell phone. I use one. It's the bare minimum you should do, not just so they won't kill you, so they're not tracking you and downloading your phone. Steve Quayle's got them as well at stevequayle.com. Get them and support the broadcast.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Probably the most important thing I've ever said on air. And I've said it many different ways, many times, but it just hits me so hard that I've been waking up in the middle of the night thinking about this, and I'm going to try to really get this message out in different ways to people. The globalists in their own white papers, like the 1991 Club of Rome document adopted by the EU, the UN, and others, and the UN-UNESCO program, states that they will organize society around humans being ugly and bad and reducing our population, and will organize the world government around making, quote, humans the enemy. So when you hear them say 2 + 2 = 5 and dads are bad and families are bad and, hey, let's put the veterans on secret death list, it's about dehumanizing and getting you into accepting that you're worthless, so that when you're being killed or you're being denied care or you're being poisoned, your neighbors won't care about you either. This idea that I don't care about anyone, so I get ahead. Well, pretty soon nobody cares about anybody, and the whole society rots and falls apart. That's why everything they do is how wonderful the world would be without humans. All these Discovery Channel and History Channel and ABC and Fox TV shows and in the movies, and humans are ugly. Humans are zombies. They're being mowed down while the military trains to mow down groups of innocent people during a plague as zombies. See, they're merging reality with television and the culture that they are selling and pushing. Now, we sent Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs out this morning to talk to Austinites because there's an article out of the College Fix. More college students trending. More college students support post-birth abortion. See, first abortion was shocking. Now it's let's kill old people. Let's kill troops. Let's not, you know, let's put them on secret death list. And they go to videos, articles, news, where they're saying a large portion of college students say we should kill children up to age 4 to 5 after birth abortion. Now, I'm going to get Joe Biggs when he's back to the building later to pop in with us today, if he's back by then, to talk about his experience today. But he just went out to downtown Austin and the University of Texas, and the majority of people said, the weakest, softest-looking, most pathetic trendies, they said, yeah, let's kill kids. Because they're so weak and so into the spirit of imagining someone else losing something so they get something. It's like Bill Gates up there speaking to a teacher's conference 4 years ago going, you know, you do the equation. If you take care of one old lady, then you can't hire 10 teachers. And that's a death panel. You can't say that. But you get rid of her, you get jobs. And the teachers were all, oh, my God, yeah. No, you get jobs by taking care of old people. All over the West, they're having it on average 1.5, 1.4 children for every two adults. The society's going to collapse, and that's what they're organizing things around, is an organized collapse where only globalist high-tech citadels remain who are exempt from all the regulations. This is all scientific, and I've read their books where they explain it. Do you get it? They will ban you driving cars in 10 years. Phasing it in now. They will start taxing you by the mile in the next few years. It's already starting in Europe, in Germany, in England. They will come take your kids. They will force inoculations on you. And you may have a convulsion right there and never talk again. They don't care. Your husband or somebody gets mad, they'll send a SWAT team to kill them. And the SWAT teams, their children will die. And they will serve and submit to it. Because it's all done incrementally. It's all rolled out in brainwashing phases. Because they are neutralizing your survival instinct now from birth through the culture, through subliminals, through the chemicals. Some of us have resistance to it. And in fact, a lot of studies show some people that have resistance, it will actually aggravate them more. That's what you're seeing right now is a mammal seeing people under attack in their tribe. I see the whole planet as my tribe by the technocrats, and I am just barking and shaking the cage, trying to get more of you to join me because together we can rip these bars apart. Now, I want to take your calls for Steve Quayle in the next segment. Your specific question or comment, 800-259-9231. I want to move quick, though, so no thanking us or anything. Just get to the point, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But when you go out, you know, a couple years ago, people couldn't believe that these medical journals said start killing babies. Now it's, oh, yeah, let's kill them. Because weak people get off on the idea of death because they've never actually been around it. They are dishonorable. They have a spirit of little piggy eyes, little weak, little... I mean, they're just sickening lovers of death. All those that hate me love death, Christ said. They are a cult, and they're the weakest people. They'll be the first to be annihilated. They're going to be all alone if they're lucky to grow old. They're not going to have kids. They're not going to thrive. They don't have an instinct to build. They have an instinct of just total, spoiled, rotten, decadent failures, given everything by their parents. And they are about to come into full power. Now, the good news is they're either totally evil, these young people, or they're totally awake. So polls show massive libertarian awakening, massive awakening to the New World Order by young people. So let's be clear. They're either totally under the thrall of Beelzebub, call it whatever you want, the spirit of the world, the god of this world, or they are absolutely on fire waking up. Steve Quayle, can you augment that? Do you disagree? Do you agree? 800-259-9231 for your questions or comments. Steve, I mean, we're at that epic moment. We're seeing the evil where we go out and half the people in one thing said, yeah, kill the vets. We don't need them anymore. Half of them say, you know, bring Ebola patients here immediately. Anything destructive, they're for it. Anything evil that they can call good, I mean, it is spiritual. They're like robots. You know what they're going to do before they do it. Whatever is stupid, they're going to do it, Steve.
Absolutely. It's spiritual, okay? The bottom line is, Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God says, what you quoted, all them that hate me, meaning him, love death. The bottom, I'm with you. I think human beings are amazing. I think they're the most wonderful expression, and the devil hates humanity because, quite candidly, God created man in his image and likeness. The devil's done everything to pervert that. Now he's beyond perverting it. He's trying to totally destroy it. You know, the American male should be roaring at the top of his lungs, not going, meow. Meow. I call them meow men, okay? And I call them meow men for a reason. The bottom line is, if you're talking, the word isn't even abortion. It's infanticide. It's the murder of children. And you know, I'm...
Why are you being closed-minded and racist? We need to kill children, even healthy ones. It's trendy.
Well, I got news for you. You know, the point being is I hear the devil in that. I see the devil. And by the way, Alex, let's look at it. The motion picture theater and the television set in our homes, okay, is nothing more than the Eye of Horus at the top of the pyramid.
It is.
Everybody thinks that, you know, that somehow they're going to wait for the great announcement. The great announcement, as Marshall McLuhan said, you know, the medium is the message. And, you know, the Eye of Sauron, basically the eye of the devil, the evil eye, everyone's being programmed, and then all the cell towers, the carrier signals, the infrasonics, it's no wonder that people are divorced. I make the statement, virtual reality has at its end goal to take everyone out of the real world, put them into a virtual world, and keep them in that virtual world, if you will, as an intellectual entertainment prison in order for them to take over the total planet.
Major studies that the BBC reported on a decade ago, they know 4 hours of television destroys neurons and creates massive, massive brain damage in children and Alzheimer's in adults, and now degenerative disorders of the brain are off the chart. It is absolutely wrecking our brain as a one-eyed positronic warfare spectrum system.
Telepresence, you know, we're right there. And, you know, again, Alex, that's why, oh, I want people to understand. I work backwards. I read the final chapter of the book and then go backwards. That's how I started reading the Bible, Book of Revelation. The bottom line is that we're at that point now where if people can understand, hey, that those 90% people they want dead, and I just saw it on Alex Jones' television channel, that's a real thing. That means 250 million people have got to die. Well, how can you kill that many people? According to my EPA murdered friend, they have it down, pun intended, to a science. And the science simply is this. They create the problem. It's just Hegel on a medical dialectic. They create the problem. They provide their solution. Oh, the vaccine is good for you.
That's a binary weapon.
And then you die. And then the chemtrails. You know, thank you for giving me credit for that. When I broke that story, they thought I stepped off of Mars, although I would have given anything to go to Mars. The point being is that people will not to this day acknowledge that chemtrails are real. I can post every article. By the way, aircraft.org, good site. Aircraft.
Mainline patents, Bill Gates involved, all of it admitted, secret government programs declassified, congressional hearings, UN treaties, doesn't exist.
It doesn't. And the point being is that this, the everything, and let's just make this a maxim, everything they do is to kill, everything they say is to lie. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, when Alex or I or anybody is quoting facts, they don't care about the facts. That's what you've got to understand. There is no truth in them. I believe their father is the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. So the point being is that when people, Alex, I'm sure you get it too. Well, if Alex and Steve were talking, surely mainstream media, anybody that says that, in my opinion, is already a brain dead. dead automaton.
Well, what we say always comes out later, but with establishment spin on it.
Right. And so, and by the way, no matter what we talk about, it used to amaze me. Going coast to coast, Alex, and obviously in those days with Art Bell and then into George Norrie, and I would say something about clandestine nuclear weapons. Here's a good example.
Stay there. I want to hear about clandestine nuclear weapons when we come back. Let's talk to Dave, Bob, Jason, Ray, Leo, and others. Steve Quayle's on fire. We've got big breaking Ebola news. Dallas just ordered 250,000. We have the breaking exclusive InfoWars.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at OnDeck.com or call us at 800-325-6384. That's 800-325-6384. 800-325-6384.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We're going to start going to your phone calls. Alex Jones here back live, but Nico and others will just take what I'm saying on air and just type it into the NSA globalist interface known as Google. And Nico comes to me and goes, yeah, you were just talking about how Google's really artificially intelligent. already, clearly. That's how Amazon has a similar system. It can ship your package before you order it. It knows what you're going to order with almost total precision. It's like 99.9%. See, that's predicting the future because it's got so many trillions of nodes to what you're searching, what you're thinking, what you're doing, what you're choosing, that it's a trillion light years ahead of cookies. And so you bought one jacket, so for years it advertises certain jackets to you. With this, then they can add input to the web to then control. Once they know what your MO is, they can then manipulate you, and then pretty soon you can control the future. So it's not just about knowing the future, it's creating the future. And that's why DARPA, with IBM and Microsoft, because they want to get around the trust laws and don't like the public knowing, secretly started Google, 15 years ago, and it came from nowhere to take over the world. It's tied into Apple and the rest of it. And I do the research every day, but Nico came here, and it's an article from a couple days ago, the three breakthroughs that have finally unleashed AI on the world. Now, I mean, how many years ago did I tell you that Google was a crystal ball, Palantir, over-the-horizon, future-predicting control system? And how do I know this? Because I read so many globalist white papers about what they wanted in the 60s. Okay? And here's the bad news. It's working. Okay? We're obsolete. That's why they're teaching us we're not needed. We better say we want a future for humans. It's been decided we're done. There won't be any interstellar going through black holes to find new planets. Okay? You understand this? This is a big issue. Here it is on page 3. And it's Larry Page, who became the CEO, and he goes in and he's talking to Google with all these top scientists, and you can read the quotes here. And they said, listen, what's the point of a search engine? There's already a bunch of them. They said, no, we have basically the NSA algorithms. That's what it is. It's an NSA keyword search system. We're going to build an AI system that takes over the planet. See, they're humans that want to build Skynet and merge with it and live forever. That's why at the end of the new Terminator, which was produced by Bilderberg folks, that's why I even knew about it before it came out, through Daniel Esselin's sources, that's why in the movie they find out it's a scientist that built the computer that merged with it, and Skynet is a woman. Do you understand? They're telling you everything they're going to do. And whether they can do this or not, looks like they can. Here's the problem. They want us dead. Do you understand? These are bad. Steve, I'm ranting. We're going to go to break, come back, and I promise go to the calls. It's a long segment. Dave, Bob, Jason, Ray, Leo, we'll get to all of you. But we got 3 minutes till break. Here they are saying, we built an AI to run the world, and they've done it. And now they know what you're going to order before you order it. There's a poll out. People trust the NSA more than they trust Google. It's the same thing. People need to understand this. Steve Quayle.
The bottom line is how you just described Google, how you've just described their ultimate goal is the absolute, it should be the absolute controlling thought in people's response against it, Alex. Everything you just said, I wrote a 380-page book on it, but here's the thing. I'm trying to make it so easy for everyone that it encapsulates where we're going, what they want. They're telling us what they want. They've said what they're going to do. And so I'm just telling people this point blank. If you don't understand everything that is out there coming at you, this is the bottom line. You are no longer needed. That's why the middle class has been destroyed. That's why you don't have a hope for a future. And that's what we're trying to bring about. And people matter. And I say this, screw the machines. People matter.
That's it. We've got to understand the system wants to bring us down. We have to get people to get their life force back, get their capacity to understand that they've got to decide whether they want to live or not. And they've got to understand their destiny's been taken from them, and that it's not a bunch of work to do this. It is empowering. Steve, what is it like? Is it not invigorating and opens up so many understandings when you face this? It's not enslaving. It's empowering. It is tiring, though, to actually face reality because your intelligence expands so much. And this is what they're scared of.
And that's why Jesus said, if you abide in him and his word abide in you, then we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. Unfortunately, Alex, they want to keep everybody in a mental prison, henceforth kudos to Prison Planet. And by giving them lies, deception, feeding them dead food, giving them dead water, estrogen, you know, tablets to the males, birth control, pill, excreted pharmaceuticals. The point is they've been able to not only emasculate the American male, but they've also been able to basically lobotomize them with entertainment. If everybody looks at entertainment real quick.
Stay there. We're coming right back. Right back with SteveQuayle.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Now, don't feel overwhelmed by all of this. The power of billions of humans awake and not infighting with each other and aware of what our destiny could be is a system a trillion times more powerful than whatever AI they dig up. You notice this AI is off of our thoughts, our emotions, to train the neurons of this beast while surveilling us, while absorbing us at the same time. And controlling our destiny. So they roll out the, quote, smart technology, the smart meters, the smart refrigerators, the smartphones. all tracking us, all controlling us, all cheating us on our power bills, radiating us, hitting us on all fronts as they grow the wireless control mesh, as the technological grid like tentacles comes out. So we just start building new innovations around it. We start educating people about it. We start doing little steps, and then those turn into big steps to deal with it. Steve Quayle is our guest. We're going right back to him and straight to your calls. Briefly, if you go to drudgereport.com, you can see our article up there in the top left-hand corner. Fed scramble for hazmat suits, buying more than a million. And then we, basically from that article, got the intel from one of the big three. Won't say it's FedEx, won't say it's DHL, won't say it's a UPS. But we have the documents. Exclusive U.S. government orders, 250,000, quarter million hazmat suits to be sent to Dallas. And the president says, oh, get ready for some more cases. Clearly covering up until after the election. That's what my gut told me. Looks like that's where we're going. And a lot of top people have said this is really an Ebola simulant. It's not really Ebola, so they can control it, and it's meant to roll out the vaccine. That's what Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. biological weapons law and terrorism law and the U.N. treaty adopted at the U.N., said. And he said it's hiding in plain view in the New York Times that they already have the vaccine for mutagens that just popped up in the last 6 months. That's impossible. No one could imagine what it would have merged with or done. That's how stupid they think we are. It's a smart meter and 2 + 2 = 5. And the Patriot Act's patriotic. No, it's not. Headline out of the Washington Post that they're laughing at us. Surprise! Controversial Patriot Act power now overwhelmingly used in drug investigations. No warrants, no due process, breaking your house, sneaking peeks, plant stuff on you. Was it for terrorism? And the DEA uses the NSA to set people up. And we're going to bring Joe Biggs in so he can get seated to talk to Steve Quayle here in a moment. But, Steve, I wanted you to finish your point you were trying to get to at the break of stevequayle.com.
Well, first of all, Alex, you know, they have had over, I don't know, a couple hundred dead scientists, which is relevant to what you're asking me. The I think it was number 54 or 57 on my list. It was a gentleman that found a universal antidote for all viruses. A universal, it was an amazing feat. He was murdered rather than bring that to the forefront. Same thing. Look, this is what's going on. All of these events that are, you've got to listen to us. We know what's best for you. I have a simple statement to ask everyone who's listening and will listen to this program or rebroadcast. If they've never told you the truth at all, what makes you think they ever will? That sounds like a pretty simplistic thing, doesn't it, Alex? If you have listened to them and nothing they say fits with what you see, wouldn't you be better off relying on your own common sense? So given what we're watching right now, Alex, this is a perfect setup for the implementation of their, you know, not only Agenda 21, that's a given, but this is, how do I say this? There's no longer a future that we're going to say, well, another year, another 2 years, another 3 years. No, they're going for the home run right now. That's why all the ramping up and the amping up of the rhetoric and all of the new laws are in the books. Listen, if anybody thinks there's a constitutional republic left, in functionality, they're wrong. There is one. It's the backbone of our country. But unfortunately, and this should all law enforcement out there listening, if you're a constitutional law enforcement officer, you also, your family's habits are already programmed in. And Alex, I've been pleading with law enforcement, loyal constitutional American law enforcement, for 23 years on not being the victims of what they think they're going to be told. The contempt for those individuals is so great that, as a Border Patrolman told me, who's quit now, is the head of the Border Patrol itself, he said, Steve, they know our phone numbers, they know our bank account numbers, they know everything. We just saw that in the papers of the gangs in your part of the country. So the point saying they have it all. So please,
that's right. The criminals in the government are working with the organized crime, and cops aren't stupid on average. They know how corrupt the system is. Do they really think they're being trained? The number one enemy is returning veterans. Well, who else aren't they going to like, people that are trained to fight? It's the police, who are mainly veterans. Because it's the end of man. It's the end of our age. It's the rise of the machines, in the words of the globalist. They preconditioned us with movies like Terminator. People think it's entertainment. It's the real plan. But humanity has to rally and has to fight. I want to go to phone calls, and Joe Biggs has some breaking news here with us. Reporter Joe Biggs. Dave in Florida, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
My God says,
yeah, do me a favor. Talk right into your phone.
My Lord says, fear not, because these things must come to pass. And it happens in his word. God's word has spoken that we will not be destroyed by this evil. It will be destroyed by God.
All right, I appreciate your call. I want to get Steve's take on that. Here's the deal. You can interpret the Bible 55,000 different ways. I've read the Bible, and I know it's real. The point is that everybody thinks there's a rapture before all this happens. Did that ever happen to Christians before, or prophets, or Christ, or anybody? No. I mean, did George Washington just win everything because he was a Christian? He had to fight. And so what I'm getting at here is the churches are mainly government-run, so they're just saying everything's fine. We're going to get teleported out of here by Scotty on a golden rope or a stairway to heaven up there without having to go through this. When the UN admits this year Christians are being attacked, number one persecuted group worldwide, and our government's helping do it. I appreciate your calls, sir, but your phone was distorted. That's why I let you go quick. I'm going to get to all these calls. Steve Quayle, your take on what he just said.
Well, first of all, that's idealistic. It's not even realistic, and I would encourage the man to read his Bible. Jesus said, if the days weren't shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. Yet for the elect's sake, God's going to intervene. And, Alex, I believe that as more people rise up, stand up, that we have a dam-like ability to hold
God has
people.
Intervened for me against every enemy, and it humbles me just constantly. I can't, if I told people all the stuff, it's beyond a movie. Just
it
constant.
Is.
And I just fear for those that try to do bad stuff to me, because every right. time, praise God, they get torn to pieces without me doing a thing.
Right. And look, let's look at all the Syrian Christians. I mean, and this administration, I don't know if you've heard me say this, but I do no longer, I will not call the White House a White House. It's a slaughterhouse. Not one word has been spoken out against the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Christians, beheaded, disemboweled, chopped up, little babies with their heads ripped off by the foot of someone on it, and yet there's silence. So I say to all those people, you're the ones with fear. Don't say that we're putting fear on you. We're defining it. And Jesus himself said that if he didn't shorten the days, that there'd be no flesh left alive. That's how evil it is.
Well, we need to do what Christ did and be Christ-like and go out and get in the face of these money changers, get in the face of the system and rebuke it. And I don't think that caller was so much mad at us, but I did hear it. It's like, God's coming. God will take care of it. It's scaring me. You know, I'm not here telling you this to scare you. I believe you're men and you're women, and we can organize and stand against this for our very souls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move quickly. Jason in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Pleasure talking to both of you. First, I'll say that my ninth grader, how tough it is to get him to actually go to the library and open up actual books to get his information. He only relies on the computer. That bothers me. Number two, Steve Quayle, I'd like to know your take on the Urantia book. Number three, if you guys have ever talked to Dr. Boyd Graves, he figured out that AIDS was race-specific back in 1992. And last point.
Well, that's actually, that was known in the 80s that was race-specific,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, but Dr. Boyd Graves, great guest. I don't know if you can find him. Last part, Cameron, North Carolina. There was an Ebola victim who died. It was on the news for maybe a day and a half. You cannot find it anywhere.
I know. They had him died in Houston, you name it. There's definitely cover-up.
Cameron, North Carolina is near Fort Bragg. That's my point. Cameron, North Carolina is near Fort Bragg. So that's it, guys. I appreciate what you do. God bless you. And keep
God bless you, Jason. We're all in it together, man. That's why I say don't thank me, man. We're in this together. We're in a boat bailing together. People are like, thank you, Alex. I'm like, what? Let's get bailing here. Let's go ahead and go to, comments on what Jason said, Steve Quayle.
Well, I'll just deal with Urantia. It's New Age channeled psychic nonsense. That's my opinion. Let's go to the next caller.
Ray in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ray. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sure.
Okay, you've heard me before. Hey, I got a quick question for Steve. Hey, Steve, I think we're beyond the Book of Revelation currently, because I think over one-third of the wars are destroyed between the BPO, still, and the Fukushima Daiichi incident. What do you think?
Thanks for the call.
Well, first of all, I believe Fukushima was an intentional act, just as the whole thing with the BP death of the Gulf. We're not beyond the Book of Revelation. The Book of Revelation is playing out right before our eyes. A third of the life in the sea is dying. And the fact that every known law of physics and every warning associated with physics, Billings, Montana, had the highest radioactivity rating, twice what should normally be, people would be evacuated. But yet there is a complete blackout. It's a lie.
And knowledge is exponentially increasing, but ignorance is accelerating.
Yep.
Knowledge everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Thank you so much. Let's go to who's up first here? GCN, who should I go to next? Let's talk to Bob in Missouri. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to call and encourage you guys and encourage your listeners to understand the odds of us being a Steve or an Alex are zero. We can be informed, involved. Don't get tired of doing good. Constantly teaching people around you. Be the influence, be the light that you can be in your society. Everybody has a sphere of influence. Now, if you want to be that single domino and just be out there by yourself, you're not going to be able to touch anybody. But you put that domino next to a row of a billion dominoes and you tip it, then you reach more people and more people, and that's the way we win the battle.
Absolutely, and we stop it by infighting. They want us infighting on race and all this other stuff. We have to come together on valuing human life, human dignity, and valuing the God's gifts that we were given, not always just putting humanity down by these globalists who fly around in luxury jet airplanes, the Google executives and people with up to like 20 hookers. And then they think they're going to merge with machines and become God. And I'm not bashing them for liking women. The whole point is they're humans like us, but they're under such evil influence that they really believe at Microsoft and everywhere, and that's really evil, that they're going to take over. And it's just not going to happen. We already know their plan. So even though they're going to get a lot of it done, they're going to be destroyed. And everyone in their gut who has discernment knows this AI beast is going to turn on them. There is no way. These people are morons.
You know what? I just wonder, after listening to Captain Crunch and all the people along the way with Steve Jobs and that other Jack Lake over at Microsoft and all the, man, where do they get to the point where they sell their souls? I just don't see that. I love humanity. I want everybody. I'm so sick and tired. My ancestors came from Ireland. We never owned a slave one. I mean, I can go back 400 years. We never owned a slave. I'm tired of them shoving the gay thing down my throat, saying I'm a homophobic. I'm tired of them saying I'm a racist. I'm not a racist. My UPS guy's a black guy.
No, listen. I get all that. It's about making you feel like you're bad while they're killing everybody. God bless you. Steve Quayle comments.
Well, first of all, it's a transfer of evil. Woe unto those who call evil good and good evil. They've turned the world upside down, and everything that's evil in their eyes is right. Everything that's right in God's eyes is wrong. And again, the one who comes to kill, to destroy, and to steal is Lucifer. They already have sold their souls, by the way. And you don't get to be where those guys are unless you basically make a pact with Lucifer, and it requires blood sacrifice. And, Alex, that's the thing that people miss a lot of times. You know, the Satanism in Oklahoma City, the first place a beheading took place, Oklahoma City.
Now there's more beheadings happening.
Yep, and the thing is that I posted on my website a 3-minute video by a guy on Halloween, and he said, you may get into all this Halloween stuff. Personally, I find it the most abominable day in the world, but he said, wait until the heads on the pikes are in your country. And that's the thing, this absolute filling the airwaves and the videos and YouTubes and with all this gore, it's desensitizing, so when they bring it here, you will not act up or rise up against it. And because we have not acted up, rise up, and stood with the Christian brethren being slaughtered, I'm talking about the mega churches and all the 26,000 churches on the clergy response teams, shame on them. Shame on them.
Now I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time to go to Joe Biggs, who's with us. Then we're going to go to Leo, Stacy, Dave, Abby, and others that are patiently holding. Joe Biggs goes out and does Man on the Streets every week here in Austin, Texas, down at the University of Texas and other areas. And we saw an article yesterday trending, more college students support post-birth abortions, and then that harkened back to articles in the Journal of Medical Ethics saying that it was very moral if you wanted to kill your child up to age 3, even if they didn't have a problem, or the state wants to kill. And then, you know, it's kind of moral now to just put troops on death lists and not give them care. And when you go out and talk to trendies, if you say, for the state or for Obama, we want to kill the babies or kill small children, they say, of course. It'll give me something more. They believe in this predatory, cannibalistic mindset. And 13 out of 30 people, and then some of the others were on the fence, so it's about half. About half the people he talked to said, yes, let's have post-birth abortions, which is infanticide. It's an oxymoron, but that's how they're selling it. And so, you know, prove, I mean, this is a liberal thing. I mean, you know, we need to kill children up to age 5, because now they're saying age 5, and it's the new super trendy thing. Joe Biggs, we haven't seen the video yet. It'll be on the nightly news tonight, or we get behind, it'll be premiered on the radio / TV tomorrow. But we thought UT students were dumb when they wanted to bring Ebola patients to their homes, because we said for Obama, and they said, yes, it's very racist. We should bring them to our homes. Of course, they won't really do that. They want you to take them in your home. Statistically, you know, it shows these so-called progressives are 6 times more likely to steal in major studies. They lie. They claim they're charitable. They're not as libertarians and conservatives that are charitable. We just want to control how we're charitable to real charities. Tell us what you found, Joe Biggs, and I want to get the take here from Steve Quayle.
I'm going to tell you right now, Alex, a little piece inside of me died today with this. I mean, it broke my heart to see it. The first person I talked to was willing to sign it. They read it completely, word for word. Please support the Post-Birth Abortion Act of 2014. This is to emphasize that the moral status of the newborn baby killed is comparable with that of a fetus rather than that of a child. Therefore, we claim killing a newborn could be ethically permissible in all the circumstances where abortion would be. And they read it. And I looked them in the eyes, and I watched them read it. And they signed.
These people are demon creatures.
And one, right down here, Danielle, I won't say the rest of her name, wants to be a future politician. She is, that is her goal, to be a politician. Another nurse.
And the thing is, some of them are well-spoken. They go, yes, it's very racist, we don't bring the Ebola patients here. Or, yes, we need to kill babies.
My stomach was churning the entire time. It took every ounce to hold it back.
When I heard that half of them did it, I said, have Biggs keep asking questions and then get mad at them, because I knew you'd want to. I said, you got permission. So if you want to go back out next week, have more of them do this, and then just tear into them, say, what is your problem? How would you like to die?
Well, some of the ones who refused to sign, as they walked away, I was like, thank you. Thank you for proving that there's some humanity left out there.
Did anybody get mad at you?
I had one person, this girl, she didn't sign it, but she walked away and was so upset, she started crying.
She has a soul.
And people started walking up, and she was screaming as tears were coming out of her eyes, don't sign that petition. Don't sign that petition. And I had to stop what I was doing and walk
away. Wow, she doesn't want to kill children. What a weirdo. She has a survival instinct. She has a tribal survival mode.
She almost threw
up. She probably wants our progeny to have space bases and control their destiny. She probably wants us to win and not be destroyed by Google and Microsoft. How dare her?
She sat there for 10 minutes. Like, it makes me want to tear up. Like, please don't sign that. Please don't.
Did you get an interview with her and explain to her it was?
I talked to her afterwards, so we have that on camera. But I mean, she's like, please don't tell
me. That's a whole other tape, yeah.
She's, please don't tell me you support this whatsoever. And I was like, no. I was like, but there's a trend going around in these major campuses.
Well, they're teaching it at Princeton and Harvard.
And, well, you know they're teaching.
They got death lists for veterans, man.
Yeah.
They won't even give them heart surgery if they're 50 years old.
And up to 5 years old, they say, because up until a child is 5 years old, they're not self-aware. They go, well, how far can you remember back your first memory? Most people say 5.
And then now, notice they're arguing that we're not conscious anyways and are just robots by stimuli, that it's all nature, not nurture. See, they always tell us we don't have a soul while they quest for immortality. They know we got a soul. They're soul suckers, and the way to suck our soul is to get us to believe we don't have one.
I had one guy, when I told him, I said, hey, do you want to help empower women, give women the right to have abortions post-birth? He goes, oh, that just sounds crazy. I don't know if I could do that. I was like, well, at least read it. Then he reads it and signs it. You know?
Steve Quayle, what do you make of this?
Well, they love death rather than life. And let's do another survey. You know, have Joe Garland say, do you believe that since so many
college students are graduating without a job, that we should have a euthanasia bill to basically take away the college students who are looking for
a job. Oh, yeah, ask that next.
Yes, and in order to make way for those who are still in college that then will have the opportunity to have
a job. They'll sign it.
Well, I was thinking about having two and having this one, and if they refuse to sign this, be like, would you support or will you sign this saying that you would kill the people who are willing to sign somebody? It's just, it's ridiculous.
No, but Steve's idea is great. Yeah. I bet half of them, just usually half, will sign to kill 55-year-olds to get their job.
You got to think of this. It took me 45 minutes. 45 minutes, that's it.
To get 30 signatures.
To get the half of 30. 30 people and get half.
That's
of that.
2 minutes apiece.
Yeah. That's mind-blowing. I mean, I literally, it took so much. I was bouncing up and down trying to be positive, and all I wanted to do was just scream because I couldn't believe the first person who walked up to me signed.
Incredible. Let's go back to some calls. We're doing 5 minutes overdrive, too, with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Leo in MA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Last time I spoke to you, if you remember, I referred to the Hydra that is out there, so we can't blame any one specific organization. Anyway, I'm really up for an Oscar-type award ceremony for us. I'd like to call it the King George Third Awards, and we should also have a gullibility test that could go viral, and where you win, when you win the gullibility test, you lose. I learned something a long time back, and from Professor Jerome Letwin at MIT, and he said that he came into church and said that the reason the jackboots aren't on the street is because that would be counterproductive for them. So that's why they're going to keep down the amount of actual troops on the street. Because
I hear you. Do you have a question for Steve Quayle? We're almost out of time.
Yeah. How do we create a roadmap for us so that we can find the relative things we can do within our economic structures?
I agree. We should write roadmaps and have other people write roadmaps and debate the roadmaps and think about different plans and work off things that have worked against the globalists. I agree. Steve Quayle. Thank you, caller.
Line is when people start reading the documents that you put. I mean, just a simple question to people. Are you aware that one of the leading think tanks in America is saying that by 2025 that 80% of the population will no longer exist? Have you thought about how they're going to kill that many people? Make it simple. I'll tell you what. Most people want someone else to do it for them. I'm not saying this guy is, but what everyone has to do is each man has to man up, and they have to stand up, and they have to start absolutely. They need a roadmap. My roadmap is the Bible. God loves the world. He doesn't hate it. These people are the world haters. They absolutely hate the world. They hate everything that's good. They hate beauty. What's more beautiful than a child? You know what? These people have a covenant with death, and I'm telling you, they're plugged in the board. And by the way, even Hydra have a central processing. Even though they have individual cells, even the Hydra has, if you will, board central.
That's right, and it's a spirit that animates it. We're going to go to break. Do 5 minutes with Steve Quayle. Take a few final calls. We're going to put Steve on hold here real quick as we go to break. SteveQuayle.com is his excellent site. InfoWars.com is our site. This is Breaking on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Government agencies scramble to purchase hazmat suits by the millions. And then we discovered through a whistleblower today a $250,000 more to Dallas. And Obama says, prepare for more Ebola cases. This is going to be after the election. They are covering it up. People vomiting, dying on airplanes, dying in Dallas, dying in North Carolina, dying, being drugged. I'm going to tell you, something's going on. And if it isn't Ebola, it's something else. What about people disappearing, media? This is just like a third world country. You're not going to report on medical doctors come on and say, at the hospital, I've talked to the medical doctors, the feds are disappearing people. The Border Patrol, we have them on by name. They're disappearing people into vans. This is illegal. And the cowardly media just lines up and does what they're told. That's the creed of slaves. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. I personally am getting ready with Survival Shield X2, Lung Cleanse, you name it, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase of all the great products, whether it's a Molon Labe shirt or a film or a book to wake up other people, supports this overall command base, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back in 60, or actually 70 seconds in overdrive. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Visit GCN Live. Today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to choice.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.